Live. We just did our segment on gambling, perhaps coming to the state of Texas. And joining us now in studio, two brothers who have long argued over this issue, the Hitzkus brothers, Norm and Phil. And Norm is going to take the pro-gambling side, and Phil is going to take the anti-gambling
side. Surprise, surprise. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning.
That's Norm there.
Yeah, I'm Norm.
I know.
I just couldn't stay away on my vacation. Heard you talking about gambling.
Yep.
And thought I'd bring my brother Phil and we'd talk about it a little bit.
Hi, Phil.
Good to be with you, Junior.
Good to see you again.
Now, you know my brother Norm and I were very different. Oh, rough, very different. Sure. Norm loves gambling.
Love it.
I hate it.
Great.
I've seen what it does to families. It's very tough.
Don't bring it up.
So I've come here with five reasons that gambling should not be made legal in Texas, the casino kind of gambling, right?
Okay.
First of all, Norm, I submit to you that gambling is a sin according to the Bible.
What? What's the Bible?
Norm.
You see what I'm up against, Junior?
Oh, that's right. The Bible's the excuse I use every time I want to get out of a guy's night out. A Bible study.
That's right. Okay, see, you do know what the Bible is. It's the book you ignore all the time.
Hey.
All right, reason number two. Gambling attracts a criminal element.
Oh, please. You're using that excuse again. You're being dramatic, Phil. I wouldn't call the guys who break my kneecaps criminals. I would call them associates.
See,
Norm.
This is how sick the gambling mind gets.
I see what
he
you're saying.
He doesn't consider them criminals. All right. Reason number three, Norm, that gambling should not be legal here in Texas. Gambling is an impediment to men growing strong families. I think men just get distracted by gambling.
Oh.
They don't pay attention to family.
That's a bunch of rubbish, Phil. That's not true. In fact, if I get around to having kids, I'll explain to him the beauty of gambling and the magic of hitting the trifecta at the track.
It's starting to make sense now that Norm doesn't have kids.
You see,
maybe it's
I don't
gambling.
Have any nieces or nephews.
That's right.
Because he gambles constantly.
Hey.
All right, reason number four, Norm. Just hear me out on this with your ears. Gambling makes you lose in the long run. This is a lot of gamblers think that, they're ahead, this is great, they're doing well. But in the long run, you lose. Rarely do people finish ahead.
Phil, have you kept up with picks of the poll?
Of course not.
Do you know what the hell I do for a living?
not exactly.
This year, the picks of the poll went 152 and 151. If that's not finishing ahead, I don't know what is. That's called paying off.
That's one game ahead.
It's called research and winning.
Research? You spent how much time to get those results?
Rhymes with winning.
Sounds like a flip of the coin to me, Norm.
We're not flipping a coin here. We're doing research.
And finally, Norm. And I really hate to say this on the air, but
don't bring it up.
It's a tough one, but it just rips apart your loved ones. I mean, you lost Dad's family farm because of your gambling addiction, and that man had that pickle farm in the family for five generations.
That pickle farm was doomed long before we were born.
That man worked his fingers to the bone to keep that place going, and you gambled it right out from under him.
That was not my fault.
You sent him to an early grave.
How was I supposed to know the Bills were going to lose four straight Super Bowls?
But I guess the pickle company, what's the name of them?
Wyjeski Road.
They got a hold of that place and made millions.
See, they won. That's great.
That explains why Norm was always doing spots for them in the 90s.
That's right. You basically have indentured servitude to those people now. Great.
All right, well, I guess that concludes the debate now that they're singing. There they go, the Hitzkus brothers, Norm and Phil, debating gambling.
All right, it's 8:47.